Across the country, police officers arrest more than 1.2 million people on drug charges, illegal drug charges, possession, every year. A lot of times, those cops use roadside drug tests that cost just $2 each to determine the substance at hand, maybe in the back of a car or in someone's pocket. Drop a little bit of the suspect substance into a test tube, shake it up, watch to see if the color turns from pink to blue. And if it does, that's cocaine or heroin or some other contraband substance that's illegal. And there you go. Enough for an arrest. That person's going to jail that night. But a new investigation from ProPublica and the New York Times Magazine finds that these very tests may be highly unreliable. And that means that every year, tens of thousands of people are sent to jail based on, at least in part, false positive roadside drug tests. And a majority of those cases can lead to felony convictions to stay on people's records for the rest of their lives. Ryan Gabrielson and Topher Sanders are reporters for ProPublica who conducted this investigation, and they're with me now in the studio. Welcome to The Takeaway, guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Topher, let me start with you. Just how widespread are these tests throughout the country? How often are they used?
They're super common, but the public doesn't really know about them. And so, you know, police use field tests in 10 out of 10 jurisdictions, according to a survey that was done by the federal government. So they're very common.
Ryan, how do they work?
Essentially, they're plastic pouches that have glass vials inside of them containing different chemicals. You drop in a little bit of the suspect material into the bottom, break the glass vials, and it pours the chemicals. They're called reagents on top of it. You flick the pouch until it starts causing a reaction, and you watch for the color. Depending on which test you're using, a certain color signals positive for one drug or another. No reaction, you know, typically means nothing, but different colors can also mean negative, which isn't always necessarily understood, too.
Now, in every research lab in the world, there's a difference between the bench science and the real world. So what are the problems with how these field tests are working in the real world? What's going wrong?
One of the biggest problems is that street drugs aren't one thing. You're not buying cocaine that's just cocaine. The other problem with it is that officers are doing it at night. They're doing it by the flashlight. They're doing it under pressure of about to make an arrest. And that can, you know, these are completely subjective tests. What color does the officer see when he's going through the procedures? And that is the only evidence that the field test was positive or negative is the officer said, this is what happens. And they don't very, very rarely understand the mechanism behind the color. They don't understand the chemistry. And so when it turns blue, they say, okay, it turns blue, it means cocaine. Well, blue can mean over 80 different things depending on the test.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm in a car, they drop in something from the back of my car, I go to jail. It's no problem. I just tell my lawyer, hey, these tests, they're not reliable. You're going to tell the judge this evidence stinks, and they're going to let me go, right?
I wish it worked that way. You know, our reporting found that in city after city, the prosecutors and judges will take plea deals based just on the presumptive test, just based on this test that's done on the roadside. And so we're talking Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Jacksonville, all over the country. Folks are having to take pleas or feeling compelled to take pleas based on the number of years they could subject themselves to by going to trial, just based on this field test.
So what does this mean? This means that the vast majority of these cases never go to trial. You're sitting there in a cell and the lawyer says, you got to cut a deal because of this test, and this happens thousands of times over?
Yeah, more than 90% of convictions in this country come by guilty plea. They're through plea deals. And so, yeah, when you're sitting there in jail, if you can't bond out, and especially if you can't hire a private attorney, you're facing, you know, a long, you know, wait while sitting in a cell for a lab result, for a trial.
So tell me, guys, what's the size of the universe here, given all of the number of people who are arrested in this way, given the number of false positives, which aren't even really knowable in the real world? How big is the universe of people who've pled guilty or gone to jail or to prison behind drug charges based on these tests?
We wish we could tell you. You know, there's really no way to tell you how many people have been wrongly convicted based on the field test. And that's mainly because of the dynamic that the story highlights about Houston, one of the few places we found that does post-plea testing. That means after you take your plea, they still test it in the lab. Most places, this is where it gets scary, most places take that plea deal and then destroy the evidence. So there's no way to know whether or not that plea deal was based on actual drugs that someone should take a felony for.
And now we'll never know.
And we won't know.
Ryan Gabrielson and Topher Sanders are reporters at ProPublica, reporting out a story on tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of guilty pleas for drug charges across this country based on scientifically unreliable field tests in jurisdictions all over America. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.